So I'd like to welcome you all to this call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the city of Atlanta. I'm going to go to the Father in prayer. Of Jesus, this time together, we thank you that you are in control. We thank you for the yes of the two women of God who decided to be obedient, who decided to surrender and submit themselves to your will. And that is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. We just want to thank you for the Des De Leon family and Artist International, which is the vehicle that brought us all here together today. So we honor you and we praise you, Lord, because we know that your will be done, that you are in control on this Make It Matter Monday, Lord. We just want to give you the praise, the glory, and honor, O Heavenly Father, that is due you, because where would we be without you? So we magnify your name. Lord, we ask you to make sure this call goes through unhindered and uninterrupted, that no forces can come against it, that the airwaves are lining up with your will for this time. So we praise you, we magnify you, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Hey. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, Master Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the Lord of Kingdoms greeting. And I just want to say thank you for saying yes this morning and joining us on the Master's Call. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010. Would you believe that we will be celebrating 4 years within the next couple of months? Glory be to God. That's because God gave these two visionaries, these two wonderful women of God, a mission. He gave them something to do, a mandate, and they said yes, like Minister Kai was saying. Not only did they say yes, but they followed God's mandate to the T, and that's why this call has been going on uninterrupted since 2010. God gave a scripture reference for us to stand on a master's call, and that scripture reference is to enrich, to enhance, and to inspire believers as they begin their day. So Master's Call family, when you join this call and dial in Monday through Friday, you definitely will be enriched, you will be enhanced, and you will be empowered to not only go through with your day, but to follow the basic instructions before leaving this earth, which is the Bible. God also gave these mighty women of God a Bible verse to stand on, and it could be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, that Bible verse alone lets us know that we could cast our cares on the Lord and we could call on him and he will be there for us. Glory be to God. We're so excited because not only is this call celebrating 4 years of continued service, but we're just so excited how we all support and love on each other on this call. So if you want to be part of the Master's Call, God told you that it is time for you to be a prayer intercessor. It is time for you to bring forth his mighty word, or if it's time for you just to become a host, we love you all the same, and we encourage you to email us at info@themasterscall.net, not .com, .net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, will respond back to you because we are gladly and willingly accepting those who accepted the call of the Lord to join the Master's Call. We're looking for men and women from the east and south, the north and the west, to join this magnificent family, and I promise you, you will never be the same. And while you're emailing us, you can also let us know what your prayer requests are, what your praise reports are, your testimonies. We love to hear them. Or if you just want to say hi, gladly use that email, info@themasterscall.net. We also invite you to go to our website. It is a fully interactive website that we are so, so proud of and so excited to share with you. That website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. Again, at www.themasterscall.net. And I tell you, not only is it a fully interactive website, but it is a blessed website because it gives us the opportunity to not only listen to the calls from the inception of this call, which are the archived messages, but it also gives you the opportunity to learn a little bit more about the speakers. It gives you an opportunity to hear a revisited message. It also gives you an opportunity to see what's going on and what's happening. So again, we invite you to go onto that website and see what is going on with the Master's Call. Immediately after this call is what we call the MMT call, the Morning Motivational Call. And that call is hosted by a team of dedicated artistpreneurs. They are people who believe in the product and the wonders that God has blessed us with as it relates to Artists International. And I tell you, that call is amazing. That call is energetic, and it will definitely get you going as it relates to your business. So go ahead and jump on that call directly after this one. That call is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 598-539-pound. Again, 598-539-pound. And I promise you that you will enjoy not only the information you're going to get from that call, but how your lifestyle can change. And you may say, if you're just the first time on a call or if you missed the beginning parts of the call, you may say, well, wait a minute. What does Artist International have to do with the prayer call, and what is a team of platinums and dedicated artistpreneurs? Well, I'm glad that you asked. Artist International is a health and wellness company that is not only sold out to the Lord, but everything they do, everything that they have, it has been inspired by prayer. They truly believe that God comes first above all and because of all. And since that, this company has been blessed. This year alone, they've experienced over 500% growth, and they're challenging everybody that has not reached presidential status that, you know, to do what you have to do to become a president. And there's a campaign going on, Are You Ready to Be President? So I am excited. I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them if they can please let you know a little bit more about Artist International, the company that is changing zip codes, that's changing lives, and that's enhancing others' health. And I promise you they will tell you about this ministry of artists. We also invite you in 81 days, 15 hours and 51 minutes to come on out to the Artists Bahamas and Caribbean Conference 2014. We encourage you to mark the calendar because it will change your life, and we're just so excited that all international roads will be leading to the Bahamas. So yes, if you're part of Artists International, go ahead and register. If you're not part of Artists International, and this is an incentive for you to become part of Artists International, I encourage you to go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Well, I have so many things that I have to say, but the most important part of this call is thus saith the Lord. So I am going to bring this victorious, mighty woman of God. She is my mother in the Lord. She is my mentor. She is a lot of people's mentor because we just love on her so much. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is a prophetic, awesome, awesome pastor. Not only is she a historiographer, but she knows what the scriptures are about. She is the founder of Gathering of the Eagles Ministries. And when I say she knows what the scriptures are about, she breaks it down in the homiletics of the text and the hermeneutics of the text. She brings the word with thunder and with valor. And I am just so excited that she is the speaker of this hour. So without further ado, we are going to bring our mother eagle on, so she can let us know what the throne room has blessed her with this morning. Are you there, Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon?
Yes, I am, and good morning, good morning. Thank you for that so kind and heartfelt introduction. Love you so much, appreciate you even more. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for saluting the people of God as they came on the call. And greetings to each and every one of you. I am so honored when I look on this board and see a whole bunch of new names and people who are calling in, becoming a part of our Master's Call family. We honor you. We praise God for you. Thank you. I can't believe it also. shortly. October is a coming. Will be 4 years that Dr. PK and I said yes to the mandate of the Lord. Did hear from her yesterday, and she brings you greetings and is doing well, and we're keeping her lifted up in prayer. And I just am excited, excited, excited about what God is doing in this season and in this time. Been teaching twofold things that have been strong in my spirit lately. On Wednesday nights at our church, I've been doing our Wednesday night Bible study and been teaching on the gifts of the Spirit and really talking about how to cooperate with your gift, how to use your gift. But at most, God has been dealing with me about being strong in the things that he's deposited in us. So I'm going to come from a theme this morning of be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And we have the most familiar text that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus during his time there. We know he stayed there. That's one of the longest times he stayed, 2 to 3 years as a tent maker and writing and building the church at Ephesus. And he was really trying to get them to understand how to daily walk this thing called Christianity out, how to daily, as we know, put on that armor of God and understand spiritual warfare is real, but it's a fixed fight because we know with the paraclete inside of us, the Holy Ghost, 1 John 4:4 always tells us the greater is he that's in us than anything that comes against us in the world. So I'm going to use the text scripture and read for your hearing this morning, Ephesians 6, and I'm just going to focus on verses 10. I think I'll go down to 13, but it starts off with verse 10 in Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Isn't that awesome to know that it's not even in our own strength, but it's in the power of his might? And every day, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles there, W-I-L-E-S, means the schemes, the plot. You know, the devil doesn't fight fair, but that's all right. Greater is he that's in us. And then here's the verse 12 that reminds us what the big picture is all about. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, it's not a flesh against flesh fight. In other words, we don't get mad at people. We get mad at the spirits that drive the people. We get mad at the spirit of jealousy, the spirits of insecurity, manipulative spirits. Don't get mad at Karen or Paul or Harvey. We get mad at the spirits that come in and dominate and drive individuals in ways that they should not go. Verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Today, be strong in the Lord. You know, I always love acronyms, and God gave me one for strong that I've often used over the years. Stand tall, representing obedience, nurturing gifts. Or stand tall, receiving obedience, nurturing gifts. First, we got to stand tall. So let's talk today about being strong in the Lord. That S in stand on the word. You cannot stand strong without first standing on the word of God. The word is your foundation. The word is your rock. The word is your pillar. Not our feelings, not our emotion, and for many of us, not even our experiences. It's got to be what does the word say about us. And then as we stand, we're going to do three things. We're going to speak. It first says speak on what we know is truth. Not the facts, but decree the truths of God. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, the fact may be cancer is in your body, but the truth is by his stripes, you are healed. The fact may be your money's a little funny now or your change is strange, but the truth, oh, God is a Jehovah Jireh. God, you Jehovah Yori. He's your financier. He never lets lack come into the picture as we are tithers and walk according to his word. Got to add that because we want to have the blessings, but we got to be about the business of doing what he tells us first. And then that second S, see faith, will have you soar to success first before becoming supreme. It just takes a seed. Mark 11 tells us a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed ever. God just says if you do just a little bit, if you plant the seed of faith, you must plant something first and then let the Holy Ghost blow on it and take it further than your wildest dreams while you're standing. And then thirdly, study. Study God's word and his ways so that you know him for yourself. You know, I was listening. I love this man, Beaumont, Pastor Adolf, and he was talking about how the body of Christ, the reason we're such, we're so much in trouble, I'll say it like that, been anemic in the world, is because we're biblically illiterate. He said many pastors are illiterate. They come to the preachers, the choir, the singers. We don't know the word for ourselves. See, many of us know Big Mama and Big Mama's mama. They even learn how to read off the Bible. Most of us still go to the table of contents just to find books of the Bible. We say we love God with all of our heart, but we don't know his word. Oh, you know the latest designer shoes, purses, clothes, the latest sports stats. Come on, let's keep it real. But you don't know his word for yourself. Something's wrong with that. See, when we stand, we got to speak what he says about us. Do the seed faith of his word. And study his word to show ourselves approved. Do not be scared or stubborn or selfish. Let's learn from Saul, moving along the T and strong, tall in your spirit, tall in your thoughts, tall in your expectations. You know, the world tells us to do the dream boards and the dream books, and it's great. But with the eyes of faith, like Romans 4:17, stand in your omega and look down the annals of time with your eyes of faith and see yourself at the omega of success. And with those T's, you always have a thankful heart, thanksgiving, a spirit in your heart and your thoughts that you're thankful for what you have and stop being so critical of what you don't have. And then the other T in standing tall is trust in God's promises, for they truly are yea and amen. Settle that in your heart. I will trust the Lord with all of my heart. I'll lean not on my own understanding, and in all my ways I'll acknowledge him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. A lot of times we've got to trust God's hand, his heart, when we don't know where his hand is taking us. And then the third T I said was, that takes time to become strong. It is a process. Be patient with yourself and with the journey God's taking us through. See, some of us didn't grow up in nurturing homes where we were taught the word of God. Some of us, all we knew and know is dysfunctional love. I love you if you love me. I hold back, or all the little games we play, and they want to spiritualize the foolishness. It takes time to eat and meditate this word and let it digest in us and drive out of us the things that don't glorify him. See, the T's we don't want is we don't want to be a troublemaker, in other words, a drama king or queen, a tattletale, or even worse, denying the truth. Oh, it's going to be all right. Smile. Notify your face this morning. We're going to be strong in the Lord, standing tall, receiving obedience as we nurture our gifts. And R is to represent and receive from God. In other words, stay in his presence to be refreshed. Oh, this morning I had a good time with the Holy Ghost, just woke up praising him, thanking him, just rejoicing that he has allowed us 8 new beginnings. And even though it may seem like for some of us, man, made some promises in January, and look, Lord, we're hitting the end of the third quarter, about to ready to turn the corner and go into the fourth quarter of the year. But God, I'm going to stay firm and focused. And then the first R is resist the temptations of evil and receive encouragement, godly encouragement from others. Resist the temptations of evil and receive encouragement from others. Represent what we say we believe in. We say we believe in Christ. Our actions as well as our conversation should be Christ-like. Focusing to do that, purposing. None of us are perfect, but we should be purposing to mature into that place. The second R under represent and receive is remind yourself of the past victories while you look forward to future triumphs. You got to remind yourself, because sometimes we're in a hard place. We're in a place that we've never been before, and we got to remind ourselves, God, if you've done it in the past, you'll do it again. We have to remind ourselves and keep an attitude of gratitude by rejoicing in the Lord always. And thirdly, righteous thinking produces a righteous lifestyle. Righteous in the Hebrew, tiskenu, T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U, Jehovah tiskenu. If I stay in right relationship with Daddy God, up and down right relationship, then it's a lot easier to have the right relationship with people, with family, friends, and loved ones. Righteous thinking produces a righteous lifestyle. And rehearse that righteous lifestyle daily. Rehearse that righteous lifestyle daily, receiving the instructions in an atmosphere of peace, which is found in God's word. What do we not want to do as we're representing and receive? We don't want to be rebellious, always determined to ruin what we cannot rule. You know, holy haters, if we won't do it my way, I just sink the whole ship. We'll have a Titanic kind of ministry. See, those kind of people, they're stiff-necked, and the word is very clear that they reach a sudden and tragic end. We owe order and overcoming faith from the Holy Spirit. God is a God of order. And when you line up in godly order, there's an overcoming faith that comes. What does that look like, Dr. V? Well, our three O's are obedience produces the order of God in your lives. Obedience, that's not a cuss word, produces the order of God in our lives. In 1 Samuel 15:22, it talks about obedience. Ah, the sin of witchcraft, that's pretty heavy, comes when you don't choose to obey God. Overcoming faith defeats fear and drives out failure. Overcoming faith, it will defeat fear, and it drives out failure. Revelation 12:11, speaking over my life every day. Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Stirring up that faith. See yourself taking a big spoon of faith and stirring up the pot of the gifts inside of you. And how do you do that? You stay optimistic, as that last all. Believing if we do our part, God has promised that he'll definitely do his part. But he's an if-then God. If we do our part, then he has promised in his word to always do his part. Oh, and then what do we stay away from our O's? We do not choose to offend others, Galatians 6. Don't work at just trying to be offensive. Do not embrace occultic practices for strength. Don't be going to no palm reader or Long Island medium or demonic things and opening up your spirit in ways that grieve the Holy Ghost. So we're talking this morning about being strong in the Lord. Stand tall, representing obedience and nurturing our gifts. All the end in nurturing is to nurture and daily do what is necessary for success. But we're nurturing, we're daily doing what's necessary. Our three ends, we nurture and nourish. Nurture and nourish. See, we got to feed the seeds of greatness inside of us daily. We got to read the books of affirmation and positive thinking and self-development. I don't know why some of us fight becoming better, being coachable, teachable, pliable. I know we're all of that in a bag of chips, but some of us are big fish in small ponds, and God is trying to put you in the fresh water of the ocean and let you know there's so much more out of there, nurture and nourish. And then the second end, do what is necessary for strength. Keep the main thing the main thing. Every day in my daytimer, I always write the priority of the things to do that I must do. You know, we always want to do the things real quick and get them out of the way. Keep the main thing the main thing. Make sure that thing gets done first as we're being strong in the Lord. And then thirdly, that third end is God will give you new strength. His mercies are new every morning. He's reviving your heart. We're talking about being strong this morning. No matter what fiery darts are coming at you, no matter how many holy haters want to raise their hand and have something to say, you're going to be strong and not retaliate, but learn to pull and draw from the new strength of God each and every day. Come each day as we stay consistent doing the necessary things, strength comes. And what we stay away from is we don't want to be negative, and we don't want to neglect the quality time we spend with God. See, it's great to get all these calls, and wow, we're grateful you're on these calls. But don't forget, you got to have that one-on-one time with Daddy God. And, ooh, in my last minute, Gene, guard the gifts. Guard the gifts. Keep a personal and intimate relationship. Glow it and grow it. in God. And our three G's under that are to grow in the place you've been planted. Gain strength where you are standing. Yes, you may not like it. Oh, I can write a book on the many seasons God's put me in that I did not like, presently do not like, but I know I've got to grow in this season. Then secondly, give God your best, and he will make you strong with all the rest. Give God your best, and he'll make you strong with all the rest. And as you do that, give God all the glory as his strength works in you and through you. Don't gloat your three or boast with your gifts. Be humble. And definitely don't develop greed with your giving gifts. The last, as I close, I want everybody to lay hands on yourself because we're going to prophesy to ourselves this morning. And I want you to say out loud, Lord, everything I need is in this house. Let's say it again. Lord, everything I need is in this house. This temple belongs to you, Lord. Now, I'll allow you, I submit to you to make me strong from the inside out. And now, I cooperate with you, Holy Spirit. Build me up strong from the inside out. All today, be strong in the Lord. Stand tall, representing obedience as you nurture your gifts. Amen and amen. Sorry for going over. Back to you, LaShawn.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. I was about to mute myself back down. Glory be to God for such a profound word. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you and say thank you for this word, reminding us, oh God, to trust in you, but not only to trust in you, to believe in the wonders that you have, Lord, allowing us to not only trust, but to get out of the driver's seat and to trust being in a passenger seat. Father, we thank you right now that we are allowing you to do what it is that you do best, and that is being God and God all by yourself. Father, we thank you so much collectively and individually, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your daughter who came forth this morning with boldness and brought your word exactly how you wanted it to be said. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful woman of God and ask that you continue to bless her, Lord. We thank you in advance for all the blessings that you are bestowing upon her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that all her needs are met and those around her as well. And Father, you know what we all stand in need of prayer of, God. So we're just thanking you right now. We're already lifting up holy hands saying thank you, Jesus, for all that you are doing for us, Lord. We are not going to worry in the natural because we know that you are up to something in the supernatural. So we thank you that our finances are blessed. We thank you, Lord, that our health is blessed. We thank you, Lord, that our businesses are blessed and enlarged in territory. We thank you, Lord, that our friendships and relationships are blessed. God, we just overall thank you just for waking us up this morning, the privileges of being able to breathe and utilize our senses, waking up in our right mind. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We want to say that we love you. And most of all, we want to say that we trust you. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you collectively. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you individually, Lord. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Massive Call family, this is the part of the call where I invite you all to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. And remember, what you do to the least of thee, you are doing to the Father. So I encourage you to keep that in mind. And when people see you, they'll see a Christian journey walk and know that God lives within you. Minister Kai, I love you with the love of the Lord. And thank you so much for greeting and feeding God's children with such an awesome, awesome tagline. We know that God will take care of it all. And we're going to make it through this Monday. We love you, Minister Kai. And Dr. Vanessa, for such an awesome and amazing on-time work. We just just want to thank you so much for that, and we're going to bring you back for the closing benediction. And if you want to hear this call again in its entirety, dial 712-432-1085. The access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. And I want you to go to your social media site and hashtag TMC so everyone can know about this call. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. And before I pray, I want to remind everybody to please go over to our MMC call, the Morning Motivational Call again, the Money Lady on Mondays. My Platinum President Gail Mathis will be teaching this morning, and I'm sure she gave the number earlier, but I'll give it again, 530-881-1300. 530-881-1300, and our PIN code is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And, again, don't forget to go to, I see Reggie, on our Diamond President on the board. We don't ever want to forget, again, to remind you about going to the Bahamas to plan right now, get your passport right now. We're just excited for the countdown that she gave earlier on the call to go to www.artistempowermentconference.com, artistempowermentconference.com. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for you speaking your word today, that we decree and declare in our lives that we will be strong in the Lord. We thank you that we have ears to hear and a heart to receive the strength, the downloading of your word into our hearts and embracing it in our understanding. And as we go out from this place, we thank you that you're ordering our steps. We thank you that you're continuing to stir up the gifts inside of us, and we will be good stewards of all that you've deposited in us as we stand strong, being the testimony, passing every test for your glory and our good. Now we celebrate you, Daddy God, going out as your ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.